קריאה עם סימן ריש מם גימו סעיף בייס, the last line of the Gemara. V'chein im yesh melchutz beveis direv. A person has a house and there's a melchutz in the house. V'ein roichutzin bemelchutz rak oison shebeveisai. That means it's a private melchutz. It is not used, it's not used by the public. It's only used by the people who live in this space here. There's one room that is a melchitz. V'hein yoidim, and the people who are in this bayis, in which the melchitz is, v'hein yoidim shesochoi eine yehudi, they know that a goy hired it. He rented it, and he's working for himself. Surely, then it's permissible. So, Mikitsa, we had cases, Meikar Adin, if a goy rents a melchitz, and he's working in the melchitz, it is permissible because he's not working for the yid, he's working for himself, he rented the melchitz. The whole problem is people are unaware that the guy rented the melchitz, because this was not a normal procedure that a guy should rent out a melchitz. So we said certain cases, if people know that he rented out the melchitz and it's permissible, he did it for a few years, he rented it out to a goy. So now we're saying another case, that a person has a private melchitz in his house, there's other people there in the house also, and it is only used, it's only used privately, so these people will know, they see a goy, they're working Shabbos, they know that the goy rented the melchitz. So there's no problem of Maris Ayin. No one else knows about the Melchitz, and those who use the Melchitz know that the guy rented it. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura Sifkot and Tesvo. B'leis dire, haynu sh'amelchitz einoi b'shus harabim. The Melchitz is not in a reshus harabim, it's not publicly known, people don't see the melchitz. Rak bechatzeroi, it's in his chotzer. Rak bechatzeroi, be'echod me'abeis dirishulei, one of the rooms, v'lachmein. Im ein roichatzim boi b'choil, aloishan shebebeisoi, the only people who use this melchitz are the people in the house. Shori, danoshim acherim lo yedu im yesha melchitz. Other people are unaware bechlal that there's a melchitz. Vo'oison shebebeisei hayoidim izeh, who know there is a melchitz, gam heim yoidim sheskiroi leini yehudi, they know that it was rented out to a goy. But if other people will use this melchitz, even though it's the base dira shaloi, but it is used by other people also, now people know that there's a melchitz there. Voice a melchitz nikra mikvar al shem Yisrael, and this melchitz is called al shem Yisrael. וכשיירו אחר כך, שאושון יוצא ממנו בימי השבס, יקלו, נעשי, it's functioning on Shabbos, יקלו, ובשליחוסוי, היסיקי איני יהודי, so they'll think that the goy is working בשליחוסוי. So that is what he is saying. This is the lotion of the Nirmo. It's the base in Dido, number one. It's in a secluded place. No one knows about it. And number two, Vein Reuchzim Bamelchis Rak Oison Shebebeise. The only people who use it and who know about it are Oison Shebebeise, and they also know what happened, that it was rented out to the guy. The Chozek Shehu Beveis Dira Shaloi, and that's why the Ramah was very meduyik. Avo, imhu oimed b'shus harabim b'mkoyim roim. But if a person has a melchitz not beveis Dira Shaloi, he has a melchitz b'shus harabim. Also, it's not a public melchitz. The people who use it are only the immediate vicinity. But it's in the Rishus HaRabim. Oth, afilu im einam reichtzim boi rak oison shebebeisoi, mikol moke mosof. Because even those who use it will know that it's rented out to a goy. Dakel Yoidim Sheyesha Melchitz. What? Avaz Afilumainam Lothu Akashabasim Ikomakamosa. Dakel Yoidim Sheyesha Melchitz. Everyone knows it's in the Rishus HaRabim. Everyone knows there's a Melchitz. The Aina Kol Yoidim Shehiskiroi Laina Yehudi. So that this deal is what that's why the Ramah was medayek b'shoinoi, im yesh melchitz beveis dira. He said exactly where the melchitz is, so no one knows about it. And then it helps, ein reutzim b'melchitz ha'koishon shebebeisoi. But if it's not beveis dira, then it will not help. Even though it's not for public use, but people outside this are aware that there is a melchitz there, and there'll be miyachis that it was, that it, this guy who was working there is a shliach of the okay, well, let's talk about what it says here. Kain kosvu har b'yachoynen, v'yesh mekilim oid. The im who I made b'shus acher b'fnei atzmo. In this case, which we were medayik from the Ramah, that the Ramah is only speaking out b'beis dira shaloi, but if it would be b'shus arabim, it would be also. So others are mekel im who I made b'shus acher b'fnei atzmo shaloi b'chatzeiroi. I make another diet. Beis dira shaloi, you need only that's only a private melchitz. Others make a diet from the Ramah lehokel. The imu oimid b'shus acher b'fnei atzmai. It's not a beis dira shaloi. So the minute it's not a beis dira shaloi, so people don't know that it's his melchitz. Shaloi bechatzeiroi, oz afilu reichtzim boi gam anoshim acherim, afilu hochi shori. B'mistom eina kol yoidim shuhu shaloi, rakoysen ashreinim shel amelchitz, o mistom nisvadulem gam eseh sheiskiroi leine yudi. So again, there's a diuk from the lotion of the Ramah. The Ramah said, it's beis dira shaloi, vein reuchzin b'melchitz rak oison shebebeisoi, then it is mutter. So we have a diuk. In this case, we need these two tanoim. That ein reuchzin b'melchitz rak oison shebebeisoi. So others say, if it's b'shus harabim, even though it's only private reuchzin, but we have the Marisayim from the Shus HaRabim. Now others make a deal, if it's not based Dira Shaloi, so we have a Maila, so people don't know who this Melchitz belongs to. So Memele, so even if other people are using the Melchitz, it'll also be Mutter.
Love you.
Yes.
So this only work in a town or a society where you have world going, if you're wrong, you then even if you don't know that it belongs to a specific person, but how do you assume that whoever it does belong to you know,
for the is maybe the yid. You say maybe the yid. I don't know. That I don't know what to answer you. But it seems the Sharetin is very unclear with this psak, because he doesn't understand really what's pshat in the psak. He said, if this person was Yoshav Shom, he was there for a year, so people know about him. If it wasn't Yoshav Shom, he rented right away out to a goy, so we learned yesterday, smutav. So he doesn't understand what's pshati, that's why he's very unclear with these yesh mekilah. Now, let's go a little further. Yesh oimrim, others say, now we had halachas, you are not permitted to rent out a melchit. That's the din. Not permitted to rent out a melchit. And, okay. We'll see soon. Yesh oimrim, if he did rent it out, sheshore mutav, he's permitted to take the seiris. V'yesh oimrim she'osa, he's not allowed to take the schiris, v'chein ikev, and that's how we paskin. So we'll see something very interesting in the, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh oimrim sheschorei muta, v'achroimim iskimu deloy pligi. There's no machloikis. Sometimes it's muta and sometimes it's osa. Now, the bemokim de muta midine. A melchit, he rented out to the goy. We're speaking about the goy is paying rent. Is he allowed to take the rent? So we have here 2 days. One day he says he's allowed to take the rent. One day he said he's not allowed to. He wasn't allowed to rent it out to the goy that we had before. But if he rented it out to the goy, and now the goy is giving the rent, is he permitted to take the rent? So others say it's mut, others say it's also. So now the Mishabu says, there's no machlekes. In a place that is muta medina. He rented out the melchitz to the goy. The goy is working there. It's his melchitz. He's working on Shabbos because Adaita Dinam she covered. He's working for himself. So the Mishum Schar Shabbos Leket, that what the goy is paying him rent for the whole year, Dalayhu Bavlo, he's not paying him specifically for Shabbos, he's paying him for the whole year. So we have a klal, Schar Shabbos, if it is not being paid specifically for Shabbos, it's being paid for a large amount of time, and Shabbos is one of the days it's being paid for. So there's only some Schar Shabbos. Ve'enay osta elo mishum marisayim. So this whole inyan of renting out the melchitz to the goy, which we learned is also the whole iser is an iser of marisayim. K'nal b'sifala. But that's also, we will not be mad at this. But if it was rented out already, the Avera Marasayin he had already. Now the silence is he permitted to you take the money from the goy. He's allowed to take the money. He was over on his of Marasayin, but the schiris that the goy owes him, the rent that the goy owes him, he's permitted to take. Masha'in came. In his kiloi liyomim, but what if this the melchitz was rented out on a daily basis for Monday, for Tuesday, for Shabbos? It's rented out. So then the medina also mishum schar Shabbos. He's not allowed to take this money out schar Shabbos. So lohein afilo hevi and yudim eatzmei mois adulde. Not only he's not allowed to mourn from the goy comes to him, I rented to you for Shabbos, here's the money. Also, the Kabbal, Emenu, he's not allowed to take the money, because Schar Shabbos is also, Okay, and then there's another din which we'll see in the Reish Mem Hei. What? He rented it out to the guy. He's not allowed to keep the money. He rented it out to the guy. He wasn't allowed to rent it out. Now Shaul is allowed to keep the money. So if the it's only rented for a day, he's not allowed to take the money. Reish Mem Dalet. Now, we'll learn this whole seat first, and then we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah. To get a picture on what the Mechaber is saying. Poisik Odom. What's the title? Poisik Perish Masne. A person is allowed to make an agreement. Im ha'ene Yehudi al ha'malochet. He's making an agreement on, with a goy to do a certain malochet for him. Number one. We'll elaborate soon. V'koitzit domim. And he makes up with him, you have to do this pole for me, and I'll pay you X amount of money. And the goy is doing it for himself. That means the goy is a kablin. The goy has to give him a finished product. That was the yopamah. He gave the goy a car. You have to fix my car. Fine. He gave him the car. I'm going to pay you X amount of money. You have to fix the car. Even though the goy is working on his car in Shabbos, mutter, this is mutter, because I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. I didn't tell him, he didn't give it to him Friday afternoon, and my soy Shabbos, I want it ready. No. He gave it to him on Wednesday. When it's ready, you just call me up. The guy could have done it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The guy decided to do it Shabbos. Why is the guy doing it Shabbos? Because he wanted to do it Shabbos. He had something better to do Sunday, he had something better to do Friday. So the guy is working Adaita Dinavshe. So Me'ikar Adin, this is Mutlo. Now, Bamed Vorim Amurim Bistine. That this is not known. Not known means that the malachi that the goy is doing, we do not know he's doing this for a goy. The goy has 25 cars in his garage, and he's working on the car. It says no one knows. No, we'll see. Or most people don't know. She'ain makirim akil. Not everyone knows. It could be some people that know his license plate, but that's irrelevant. But she'ain makirim akil. Most people do not necessarily know shezu amelocha hanafis b'shabes shel yisraeli. They do not know that he's working for ye. So, Memele, what do I have in this case? In this case, I have Mitzad the Etimaloche. He's not working for the Yid. He's working for himself. He feels like working on Shabbos. So, that's called Adaita Denam Shekhomet. And Alsmaris Ayin, people might think that the Yid hired him to work for him and he's not a Kabbalim. The Yid told him, work for me on Shabbos. There's no Maris Ayin because most people do not know that this is the Yid's car. So Memele, so it's Mutter Me'ikar Adin, and there's no Marisai. We first have to finish the seat. Avo, Im Hoiso Yidua Umefulsemes. But if this is a Melochet, that everyone knows the Melochet is being done for a Yid, everyone knows this. We'll see soon. Also, then it is also. Why? Someone's going to pass by, and he's going to see on Shabbos the guy is working. He doesn't know the Otmach. There was an agreement. There was an agreement that the guy can do it whenever he wants, and the guy is doing it because he feels like doing it today. A person who passes by does not know this. So a person who passes by sees him working for a yid, and this is Mifur Semes. We'll see Misholem soon. So he will say, Shaploini socha ho'eini Yehudi lasis loy melocha b'shabbos. So he will say that the yid hired him to work for him on Shabbos, and this is Amir Lakum, this is Yesh Melchum, if I hire a guy to work for me on Shabbos, Yeshlichus Lechumre, and that's what people will say. And therefore the Zamar is Ayin in this case, therefore it's also. Now, so we have with guidelines so far. The guidelines are, if the melacha that is being done is something that's not mefusim, most people do not know that this is a melacha shel Yisrael, so it's mutter, because me'ikir din is mutter, and people have nothing what to talk about, because they don't know that a melacha is being done for a yid. But if it's a melacha mefusimis, everyone knows that this melacha is for a yid. So even though me'ikar din is mutar, but people will know what the agreement was. They'll think that he hired him. Slavicha, now he starts giving mishalem. That means there's something in my chotzer, in my yard, and I made up with the guy, he should build something in my chotzer. Or he should build the wall. Or he should cut the tvu in his field. If the melacha was Be'ir, that means it's a place where Yidden are. No one lives there. But this place where the melacha is being done, this field that the melacha they're being kaitzer, is beseich hatchum shel ha'ir. That means if a person is in the year Shabbos, so Shabbos after the cholent, he can go for a walk, and he'll pass by Yankel's field, and he sees in Yankel's field, there's a guy there that's cutting the tour. He saw enough already. So memele, since the melacha, we know this is Yankel's field, and we see a guy working on the field, so already Chazal asked this, al tmar esayin. Also, loy lania lasis loy melacha b'Shabbos. We will not permit him to do melacha on Shabbos. Mipnei oroyim. Because of the people who will see this, she'einom yoidim she'posak. They do not know. They don't know what the true agreement was. The agreement was, I didn't tell them to do this on Shabbos. I told them by next Thursday, make sure that the tour is cut. We decided to cut it on Shabbos, which we ikered in his mutter. But they don't know, so they'll think differently. They'll say, let's first finish the three. Va'afilu indo bein ha'enim yudim. Now, what is the case that he lives between goyim? That means he lives in a goyish shtot. He lives in Alaska. They're all goyim. There's all goyim in the shtot. And again, he made up with a guy, they should work, should build something of his. And the guy decided to do it on Shabbos. So now, l'chayre, Baal Hashem, so what's the problem over here? I know that it's mutter, because I didn't hire the guy to work for me. He's a kablin. I told him he should do it whenever it's convenient for him. He did it on Shabbos. All my neighbors are goyim, so there's no problem of maris hayim. Zot the remor, ואפילו אם דו ביניהם יהודים, יש לוחוש לאורכם הבויים שם. Because he lives in a goyish neighborhood. But what's going to be, one Shabbos is going to invite an oirich for Shabbos. So the oirich will see how the God, he's going to come, and for his mazel, the guy's going to come on Shabbos to fix the fence. Maybe he's going to hide, it is going to be an oirich, aboim shom. Oi livnei beisoi. Oh, forget about an oirich. The bnei bayis. Sheyach shindu oisoi. The bnei bayis will be choshetim. Now this is a moira dikidin, and let's just mention a kasha that the Magen Avraham asked, which a moira dikid kasha. What do we have over here? We have, there's no oichim, he lives in Alaska, he's old, there's all goyim there. He has a wife and three children, Gvaldik. So it says over here, that, and the guy's gonna come, he didn't tell the guy when to come, the guy's gonna come on Shabbat, he tells the guy, I'm sure they told him before, don't you dare come on Shabbat. Why? What's the problem? There's no Yidin around, the Bnei Bayis. His three sons, his wife. So let him tell the three sons, Tati, a guy is allowed to work for you for Shabbos. So let me explain to you, he's not working for me. He's a Kavlan. He's doing it because I told him he can do whatever he wants. He decided to do Shabbos. So he'll tell it to the Bnei Bayis and finish. Show him what's the problem. But the cash is, there's a Mordek and Kash over here. We just learned before, a person had a Melchitz b'beis nirishaloi. He had a Melchitz by him. And the Shechinim used the Melchitz. So, but no one else knows. But the Shechinim know about it. The Shechinim know about it. No problem whatsoever. Because the Shechinim know he rented it out to the Goy. So the male is no problem with Marasayim. He rented it out to the Goy and finished. The Shechinim know there's no Marasayim. Here, all of a sudden, we're chayish for the Bnei Bayis. And they buy it, so things that he told the guy. So so this cash in the Magen Avraham is what we learned in the beginning of the night is a seder to what we learned now. So the Magen Avraham says, Amoyra de Kechilik. He says, over there by the Melchitz we are speaking about, he rented the Melchitz to the guy. That's what we're speaking. That was the case of Reish Mem Gimel. He rented the Melchitz to the guy. The guy is working there. He rented the Melchitz. His Melchitz. He's working there. The minute the Shechinim, the Bnei Bayis know he rented it to the guy, and the guy's Melchitz are finished. No problem. They understand. There's no problem. The guy isn't working for you. He rented out the Melchitz and Shalom al Yisrael. Only here we are speaking about this guy is, this person is fixing the fence. Why is he fixing the fence? Oh, I hired him. But not I hired him, he should come today and work. I hired him that he should work whenever he wants. And he decided to come today. This chilek that he's working for you in Shabbos, but here's a chilek, but he didn't have to come on Shabbos. This they won't buy and they won't believe. And that means this difference between kablonis and schiris, which in longis is more than the kaiskal. Kablon, he didn't have to come today. He could have come yesterday. He decided to come today. In longis, kablonis is mutam ikeradin. But in maris ayin, they will not believe him. They won't say this. Hey, but you put the father next to the wall. That is where he gets free. The Kavlanos. No. They won't believe him. They won't buy it. So therefore, here we are afraid of Oichim. We are afraid of the Bnei Bayis. Well, we have to first finish the seed. Yes, lochus loichim haboim shom, oi livnei beisai sheyach shedu oisai. Bel bichoshetim. And therefore, this is also. One more ha'orah we should know. We're afraid of two people. He lives in Agoyish Yishtot. We're afraid of Oichim. Strange people will come. The Oichim will come and the Zakashim finished. Before, in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we learned by a Melchitz, that there's a private Melchitz, and so the people, so it's mutter. Because the people who use the Melchitz know that he rented it out to the goy, and no one else knows about the Melchitz. Shalom al Yisrael. What did he invite an Oyrech for Shabbos? This Oyrech is not tuned into what happened with the Melchitz. The people who use the Melchitz know the guy rented the Melchitz. Finished. This Oyrech who came for Shabbos does not know the whole Indian. So what's with him? So here the Maimon Motrei says that this Melchitz is not in his dining room. The Melchitz is in some places a room in the complex of the house. There's a Melchitz there. The Oichim do not necessarily have to know about this Melchitz. It's not something the Goyim, so they don't know about it. The only ones, if the Melchitz is in his dining room, so the Melchitz is in the dining room, there's a Goy that's eating up the Melchitz on Shabbos, say, here the Melchitz is in the room. The Oichim Bechlau Arch. He invites them to eat by him. They know nothing about this Melchitz. The people who do know about the Melchitz know it was rented out. Here, if he invited an Oichim to come to his house and there's a Goy that's fixing the world, there's a Goy that's doing something on his house, here you see it. You have to see it. So the whole thing, he'll explain it. I see how the guy is doing it for me, but he's like, I'm not a schiyoy. This they will not understand, and they'll come out, yell out, a guy is working for my father, and then he's going for working for the sheet, and finish. So the me maritime. So therefore, we're high for him. No, where? In which case? In the Reish Mem Gimel wasn't Kablonis. The Reish Mem Gimel, the guy, our case is Kablonis. In Reish Mem Gimel, it was the guy rented out the Melchitz. He rented out the Melchitz for himself. Who was skills, he rented out the Melchitz, yeah. Vimhoiso, Zot the Mechabov. Vimhoiso Hamelocho, Chutz Litom. But what is, she has a field. The field is chutz l'tchum mibeisoi. So Memel is like this. In this city, people will go after the cholent, they'll go and take a walk, but they'll never see his field. His field is chutz l'tchum. So if it's chutz l'tchum, megam ein ir acheres b'soichum. Why not? It's only chutz l'tchum from where he lives. It's chutz l'tchum from any Yiddish shtar. There's not one Yid that lives in the tchum of this field. So there's no problem of Marisai. Who's going to see it? There's not a Yid that lives between Oisei, Soda, Oisei, Bayis, Shoisei, by Meloche, Mutter. So then it will be Mutter. Because then there's no Shaila of Marisai. There's no Shaila of Marisai. Just to see a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah. The heta, the Makaitis Doming, Hainu Kablonis, Shematne Imoi Sheyasaloi Ainza Meloche, Vitral Dovol Kotsov. There was an agreement, he has to do a certain job. He has to finish a certain job. He does it not for pay, because there you can't say he's doing it for himself because he's not getting paid for it. About Kaponim, he was saying, I'm paying him for it. Mutter, the Kivin Shekotat, since he made up with him, that he's paying him for this malacha, Adaite Dunav Sheikha Ovid. Why is the guy working on Shabbos? Only for his own benefit. Lemaya Lahashlim Malacha. He wants to get it done and over with. Dilla Yisroel and Kreda Bethes. The Yid, it doesn't matter when he'll do it. Gimla Yaseyu Ayon Yaseyu Lemochov. V'in koi ve'olay melatoi b'Shabbos also kid l'kamali. He told them it should be ready by Tzoy Shabbos. So that's also, that's no shayla. So that's like I'm telling him to work on Shabbos. B'chin chayni, not that he has to do it in a hidden place. Shehi melechas tino. It's a meloche which is not mefusan. Lefi she'ein hakel makirim shehi shel Yisrael. Not everyone knows that this is, he's working on a yitz car. L'chamayishim mefolish. Avol eino chilami. Tafuli mo'isa yitzim mefaresye. His garage is outside and everyone passes by the goy. Shori. Even the melohe atmo, the melohe that he is doing, and you do a sheishel Yisrael, which no one knows that this is, he's doing it for a yid.
What's an example of that?